unusual facet of modernity. When I was a doctoral student, I looked through many hundreds of petitions by people living in poverty in the 17th century in England. I was focusing on Lancashire. And one of the things that jumped out of these tattered old pages was the way in which people assumed, simply assumed, that they would have to work far into their weak old age. If they were at all able-bodied, then they spun yarn, gathered wood, looked after animals. They had no concept of retirement in the sense that we do. It goes against deeply held ideals of justice in our own society. We need to study the past, not by attacking it with questions forged in the modern world. We need, as far as we can, to peel back our own prejudices and mores, and to understand our ancestors as living, breathing products of their own moment in history. This means it will be much more difficult to draw easy lessons from their lives, but it means that in the long run, we will get a better understanding of what the past was really like. And by understanding the people of the past in all their strangeness, we can see what is unique or unusual about our own society. It is thus by understanding who we are not that we can see just who we really are. Thank you very much.
The essay was written and presented by Jonathan Healy and was recorded at Radio 3's Free Thinking Festival. The producer was Zahid Worley. In tomorrow night's edition of the essay, new generation thinker Emma Griffin asks what it means to be a good mother in today's world. That's at 10:45 tomorrow night. And don't forget, you can catch up on the essay online at the Radio 3 website. It's 11 o'clock and time now for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt. I see composer Jonathan Harvey among your mix tonight, Max. His Ricercare una melodia. It's a fascinating piece, isn't it?
It is indeed. You know something about the origins of it that I don't.
Well, I think it started life in the early 1980s for solo trumpet, and there have been quite a few different versions since then for other solo instruments. You're playing one for solo cello, I think.
That's right. Actually, it's the second time this year I've played it, and this time it's got Tim Gill on cello and Sound Intermedia doing the electronics, whereas last time I think Jonathan himself was doing the electronics.
They all sound completely different. It's that kind of piece. Anyway.
Thank you. You know, it's always a treat to find music that is genuinely hard to define. Dosh Kafundosh are a band from Rio who spent 10 years playing together, searching for their duende across the foggy ruins of time signatures before releasing their first full-length album. And their wild child, playful Brazilian virtuosity is immune to any words of classification you can come up with. Any box you put them in just won't hold them for longer than a few seconds. Their press release admits defeat and just about manages to gasp, "It's a beating heart tale of the manic circadian rhythms of life," before the writers have to go out for a long lunch. So prepare yourself for a ride on the Dosh Kafundosh roller coaster. Praka by Doshka Fundos from their outrageous debut CD, Capitão Coração. Welcome to Lake Junction here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you can get in touch with me while we're on air. Just tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now here's something a little less frenetic. Zombie's elegiac tribute to Jean-Michel Basquiat. The first of several pieces featuring many hues of guitar playing, that was Stam Vesterhus, and it was recorded at the Emanuel Vigeland Mausoleum in Oslo, a tomb known sonically for the 22nd natural reverb and generally for its enormous wall paintings about the circle of life, which are preserved at 5 degrees centigrade in the cavernous cold with that amazing echo. Fear not, there's a warm hearth at the heart of this next piece, Crow Road Croft. It features Lauren McCollum fiddle and Callum Stewart on wooden flute, with Andy May on harmonium. Lauren and Callum describe it as a happy tune for a little Highland croft in the middle of Glasgow.
Thank you.
That was Gordon Ferries on a small treble guitar with four courses or double strings, as played in the 16th century, especially in the French court. He was playing Fantaisie des Grues, the first of three pieces tonight, composed by Gregor Breising, of whom little is known except that he came from Augsburg in Bavaria and must have spent time in Paris, where his music appears in a guitar music collection in the mid-16th century. Don't forget that if you'd like to repeat the experience of listening to this edition of Lake Junction, you can, any time over the next 7 days. Just get online and hit Listen Again on the Lake Junction page, which you'll find nestling amongst the Radio 3 web pages. And a full track listing of all the music I'm playing tonight will be available on the page at the end of tonight's programme. The guitar is joined by a banjo on this next piece from swamp music-loving Swiss duo Mama Rosin. They're on a tour of the UK for most of this month, supporting Bellowhead. I fell under their spell last month when I saw them in full-on punk Cajun mode rocking the 12 Bar in London, launching their new CD, Bye Bye Bayou. Here's one of the more reflective tracks, I Don't Feel at Home.
J'ai déjà tant d'années, mais toujours rien à y faire. J'ai rien, j'ai rester quand même, rien à reprocher. J'sais pas pourquoi j'suis là, maintenant ailleurs aussi. Oh non, I don't feel at home in this world anymore. J'me sens à la maison, nulle part ailleurs ici. Ouais, ici autant qu'ailleurs, everywhere, anywhere. Anytime, any place, mes frères et mes amis, y a déjà tant d'années, sans vraiment jamais y faire. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. J'vais rester assis longtemps. J'ai déjà tant d'années et changé de nom souvent. Oh, graveyard, you can't hold me. Oh, don't feel at home in this world anymore. I'm
Jahaka by Marcel Khalif and his Al Mayadeen Ensemble. Next week on Lake Junction, I'll play one of his pieces that sets a poem of the late Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish to music. Before that, you heard Mongol by the Mongolian ensemble Khuzut Kun. It was recorded on location in Mongolia by the intrepid World Roots Music Planet team back in 2010. It's never been broadcast before, but you can't just lock away music like that, can you? It finds its own way out. This week on Lake Junction, I'm celebrating the London Jazz Festival that starts on Friday with a Coltrane track each night. And last night, I thought we were going to play his iconic statement of intent, Giant Steps. In fact, we played Spiral. Thanks to Alan Shepherd, who emailed in and spotted our mistakes. No prizes, I'm afraid, for any of us. Tonight, though, we're going to get it right. In the summer, I played part one of Ascension, John Coltrane's free jazz meisterwerk that he described as a big band thing when he recorded it in 1965, though big bands never sounded like this before. Listeners tweeted in deliriously. Play it again right now, they said. When are you going to play part two, etc., etc. So here's all 19 and a half minutes of part two. You'll recall that Coltrane apparently gave no directions for the solos, except that they end with a crescendo, while the mode changes on the ensemble passages were signalled by Coltrane, trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, and pianist McCoy Tyner. This section fittingly features an alto solo from John Chikai, who died last month. Long may his music be played.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
part two of John Coltrane's Ascension. Wow. In order of play, you heard solos from Archie Shepp on tenor, John Chikai on alto, Marion Brown on alto, McCoy Tyner on piano, a double bass duet from Art Davis and Jimmy Garrison, and a drum solo from Elvin Jones. And you also heard those amazing ensemble passages too. That was actually take two of the session. Marion Brown said both takes had that kind of thing in them that makes people scream. The people in the studio were screaming. That's probably the most shamanistic piece of jazz that I know. John Coltrane told jazz writer Nat Hentoff, "I wish I could walk up to my music as if it were the first time, as if I'd never heard it before. Being so inescapably a part of it, I'll never know what the listener gets, what the listener feels, and that's too bad." I received an email from Duncan Mountford today. That's Duncan Mountford, proclaiming his love for last night's North Korean music. "This may be," he writes, "because I'm in Taiwan, which has a soundscape that can cover all fields, often within a very short time. Thanks for all the lovely music, perfect to work to while 1,000 tropical birds and some sparrows sing in unison." Thank you, Duncan. Well, here's some more Korean music, which I've brought back from my visit to Seoul. Ji Young Lee is a breathtaking virtuoso on the kayegum, a traditional Korean zither-like instrument. She is, in fact, the current important intangible national cultural asset number 23. And Ji Young told me that she would consider it an honour to have her music heard by Late Junction listeners. This comes from her landmark collection of new music, 8 Scenes, Contemporary Music for Kayegum, and it's a piece by Chinese composer Liu Hong, Story of the Kingdom of Shilla.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jonathan Harvey's Ricercare, Una Melodia for Cello, featuring Tim Gill on cello and Sound Intermedia making the electronics happen. And that was recorded for Radio 3 in King's Place 3 years ago by regular Lake Junction producer Peter Meanwell, who I can see from my Twitter here is listening. Now, somebody else is listening tonight, William Johnson. He's emailed in saying how much he liked the track that we played a little earlier by the Mongolian group Khuzuktun. And he'd like to find the playlist, which gives the full details. Well, actually, we don't put the playlist on the website till the end of the programme, till the programme's finished. Then we know what we've played. Well, maybe we do. The other thing is, actually, I was playing a recording from World Roots itself, and it's not actually published yet, but I'm told that in the spring, World Roots CD, the Music Planet Sessions, which is a follow-up to the first one, World Roots on the Road, the Music Planet Sessions is out in the spring, so you'll be able to get that very track on that very CD. Now let us turn to the Reverend Jay Payton, his wife Breezy, and distant cousin Aaron Cuz Persinger, and they're better known as the Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band. Here they are singing about their Indiana home, Brown County Bound.
In town. Until then, I'm Brown County bound. And it's a long, cold winter. And it's a long, hot summer. But it's a short fall back home. One day, I'll be back around. Until then, I'm Brown County bound. I'll be seeing you all around. Until then, I'm Brown County bound. And it's a long, cold winter. And it's a long, hot summer. But it's a short fall back home. And if you want to be around me, I don't have to go there alone. I'll be down in Brown County with these hills and my home. And it's a long, it's a long, but it's a short fall back home. One day I'll be back in town. Until then, I'm Brown County bound. I'll be seeing you all around. Until then, I'm Brown County bound. I'm Brown County bound. Brown County bound until then.
Hey,
Questions of Middle Distance by improvisational harpist and composer Rodri Davis. On his album, he quotes from Kazimir Malevich's Supremacist Manifesto. It goes like this. And may the freed bear bathe his body amid the flows of the frozen north and not languish in the aquarium of distilled water in the academic garden. Which does sum it all up when you think about it. Before that, Is It Gone? By UK producer, composer and vocalist Cooley G, demonstrating some of the blazing talent that the Mercury Prize didn't quite notice this year.
Thank you.
Fantasies numbers 5 and 6, two more pieces by Gregor Breising, played by Gordon Ferries. And before that, a piece called Gyung Pung Nyun, a solo on traditional Korean double reed instrument, the piri, played by Lee Jae Hyup with Kim Ju Hong on the Jungong. They're members of Noramachi, who describe themselves as a new wave Korean music group, and they kept me blissfully entertained on their rooftop for an evening, which included copious quantities of soju, which is vodka-like, in more ways than one, and also a sumptuous KFC, that's Korean fried chicken, for dinner. And so we reach the end of Late Junction for tonight. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow evening at 11. But I'll leave you tonight with the sounds of a woodland walk in the walled grounds of the Gyeongbok Palace in Seoul. Good night. Late Junction's back tomorrow night with music from Kid Koala, the Onka, a Saui group, and the London Lukumi Choir. But right now, it's time for Through the Night with John Shea.
I'm John Shea and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. To start today, the last episode in the complete Beethoven symphony cycle by the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra and conductor Douglas Boyd. The Ninth Symphony's choral finale is its most striking aspect, but in fact, the orchestra has the first three movements to itself, the highly wrought first movement, elemental scherzo and radiant slow movement. Themes from all three, though, are repeated and rejected one after another in the first few minutes of the finale in favour of the Ode to Joy theme, to which Schiller's poem is famously set. But that's all a long way from the symphony's opening bars, a bare open fifth played by the second violins and cellos.